He was known as Rainbow Man, and he was a staple at sporting events for about a decade. You may recall seeing him standing behind the uprights, or the backboard, or even home plates, wearing a brightly colored rainbow wig, holding a sign that simply said, John 3:16. He became a minor celebrity in America and made his TV debut at the 1977 NBA Finals. But he was seen everywhere throughout the 80s and 90s. He showed up at Super Bowls, at Major League Baseball games, the Kentucky Derby, the Olympics, and even the royal wedding, where he was spotted dancing underneath the balcony where Prince Charles and Princess Diana were greeting the crowd. His presence was ubiquitous. Rainbow Man and his John 3:16 sign were everywhere. Rainbow Man was a born-again Christian, a kid who had a rough life growing up in a home with alcoholic parents. He lost his dad at 10, his mom at 22, and his sister at 23. He became a marijuana farmer and acted in a few Budweiser commercials before turning on the television one night and having a conversion experience. While watching a television preacher, in that moment he realized he could also be on TV and he could spread the gospel. And so he did. In part because of his evangelistic efforts, John 3:16 has become one of the most famous verses in the whole New Testament. And at most sporting events, you can still find someone in the crowd with a John 3:16 sign. In fact, just a few years ago, a modern-day John 3:16 evangelist appeared. Tim Tebow, a clean-cut kid whose parents were missionaries, reignited the fervor over this verse by wearing eye black, with John written under one eye and 3:16 written underneath the other, as his Florida Gators played in the national championship game. But Tebow wasn't finished evangelizing with this verse. Exactly 3 years later, he played for the Denver Broncos in the game that's now become known as the 3:16 game. And yes, it even has its own Wikipedia page, so you can look it up. After that game, over 94 million people Googled John 3:16, making it Google's top search by far. Because that number 3:16 just kept popping up. In that game, Tebow threw for 316 yards, averaging 31.6 yards per completion. There was a second quarter interception, which led to a field goal for the Broncos, that came on 3rd and 16. The Steelers finished the game with a possession time of 31 minutes and 6 seconds. And the CBS overnight ratings were 31.6. Tebow has gone on to share this story with great fervor as a sign of God's love and God's working in the world. Now, I don't think Rainbow Man and Tim Tebow have ever met. And I bet Rainbow Man only dreamed that almost 100 million people would read this verse on any given day. But of all the wonderful and insightful verses of Scripture, John 3:16 has certainly captured our collective attention. Scripture is filled with the promises of God, and yet these are the words that are embedded in our hearts and in our minds as the single best description of God's love for us. Throughout Scripture, we see God's promises being fulfilled. Time and time again, God shows us what God's love looks like. From the first moments of creation, where God calls it all very good, through the broken human story of Adam and Eve's family, to the prophets who continually remind God's people of their call, even to the New Testament writers who help the early church know who God is and what God wants them to do. Scripture is filled with stories of God's redeeming love for us. So maybe John 3:16 has been embedded on our hearts because it so clearly affirms this love of God. A love so deep that God came into the world to be with us, to live with us and understand what it's like to be human, to know the ins and outs of temptation and brokenness, to know what it's like to be hungry and thirsty, to know the grief of losing a friend, to feel the pain of betrayal. By becoming human, Christ was able to see us, to fully and truly see us for all of our beauty and sin, for all of the good that we can accomplish and all of the pain that we can cause, for all of our faith and all of our doubt. Through Christ, God sees us. And not only does God see us, God loves us. The gift of John 3:16 is that we too are invited to see one another as God sees us. God has created us all, every single human being on this planet, and called us all very good. And through Christ, the God of the universe has reconciled us, redeeming our sin and our shortcomings, showing us mercy, and inviting us to see each other through God's eyes. But too often we think of this verse not as an invitation to see others as God sees us, but as a prescription for salvation. Instead of seeing the expansive love of God in these words, we narrow our focus and believe that only those who follow our specific brand of Christianity are saved. Instead of showing people God's love and mercy, we try to convert them to our specific understanding of God. But we come up short if we think that being saved is merely about a transaction between God and humanity, or if we think that we can earn our salvation by believing the right thing or mustering up enough faith. God sees us through the lens of Christ, offering redemption and eternal love to us, not based on anything that we might do or believe. The story in this and in all other scripture is about God and God's love for us, shown through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. The beauty of this love is that it's a love for all of us. God doesn't see us for what we've done, but for who we are. And we are all created by God, in God's very own image. So the good news is that God's love is for Rainbow Man, whose life has taken a turn for the worse and now serves 3 life sentences in prison. And God's love is for Tim Tebow, who is still a clean-cut man of faith. And God's love is for all of us who fall anywhere along that spectrum, or even outside of it. Whoever we are loved by God. So may we live our lives believing this about ourselves, but also about one another. May our lives reflect the beauty of our own creation and the love that God has for us. We might not have the ability to share this love with 94 million people at a time, but we can share it with the person sitting next to us, or across the table from us, or standing in line behind us, or our children, or our parents, or our neighbors, and yes, even our enemies. Through Christ, we are redeemed in order to live a life proclaiming God's expansive love. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, so that whoever believes may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.